Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. I gotta tell you, there's something that drives me crazy, watching sales reps. And when I go out in the field and tag along or ride along with sales reps, I see this happen 85 to 90% of the time, and I just need to stop it. And that is, sales reps aren't prepared for the meetings that they're going to. Oftentimes, we're sitting in the car, parked out front of the prospect's office, and I say to the seller, "So, what's your plan for the meeting?" And they look at me with these big deer in the headlight kind of eyes and say, "Well, I guess we're trying to close a sale." My next question then is, "So, do you have the contracts ready in your briefcase?" And they say, "Oh, no, I hadn't thought about that." And that's because of lack of planning. If you're going to close at every meeting, and let's be careful here, what I mean by close is either close the sale or close on the next step. So maybe I can reframe. If you're going to move the sale or move the conversation forward at every meeting, you need to be prepared. The preparation technique that I advocate is something that we call M to the power of M. And there's four M's that you need to pay attention to. First of all, what's the maximum that you can expect out of this meeting? What's your best case scenario or your plan A? Is it to ask for the sale? Is it to open the dialogue? Is it to get a referral? There's no right or wrong, of course, as long as it's legal, moral, and ethical. The second M is your minimum. If you can't get your best case scenario, what do you need to get to at least make sure that this was a worthwhile meeting for you? It could be maybe you can't get the sale, but you can get a date in which the customer is going to make a decision. Maybe you can't get a referral to the vice president or the CEO, but you can secure another meeting. Again, no right or wrong. It's the thought process that's important. The third M is, what's your move forward? By this, I mean, what are you going to ask for as the next step? Closing on every sale or moving the deal forward on every sale means that you're not leaving that meeting without a fixed date and time for a next appointment or a next step. Maybe the next step is, I will send you an email with the referrals that you need to talk to by Wednesday. Or the next step could be, we will call, where we'll have a call on Tuesday at 10 o'clock to set up the next meeting. And the final M is the all-encompassing M, and that's motivation. Specifically, what's the motivation for this client to do business with you? What's going on in their business that would align your solutions with their strategic objectives? What's the lever or the leverage point that you can use to get them and keep them engaged with you? So M to the power of M. What's your maximum? What's your minimum? What's your move forward? And what's your motivation? When you plan for success, you create success. I know a lot of you travel. Hey, some of us are professional travelers for a living. Could you imagine what would happen if the airline crew, the pilot especially, got on the plane without planning for success, didn't have a roadmap, didn't do his pre-flight checks? We probably would never get anywhere on time, or even to the location that we wanted. And that's why planning is so important. I was being honest with you up front when I said that 85% of sales reps don't plan for their meetings. And as a result, they have no benchmark as to whether they're being successful in their sales calls or not. So use this very simple formula. I promise you, it will only take 5 minutes of planning, yet you'll see a dramatic improvement in your sales results. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.